10 basketball tournament, but do they see the month of March? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
There's something that's kind of fun about the tournament is, you know, we're playing with nothing to lose. Yeah. We got, you know, a game on Wednesday and then, you know, just win, try to win the first one because, you know, you can't make it to Sunday unless we win the first one.
It's Nicholas Bear after Iowa's regular season ending victory over Northwestern Sunday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. My favorite sports cliche. We just got to try to win the first one.
One game at a time.
Can't get to Sunday without winning the first one. The first one, by the way, is going to come up tomorrow while we're on the air. They tip off at 4:30 at Madison Square Garden. The Hawkeyes taking on Illinois. You may recall Iowa beat the Fighting Illini in overtime, the only time the teams met during the regular season. That game was in Champaign about a month ago. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, another abbreviated edition. That's okay. We'll keep you company till about 6:20 tonight. High school basketball is on the way. Very complicated here tonight for a couple of reasons, one of which is the Iowa State men are also in action. They've got senior night at Hilton Coliseum, so on 1600 a.m. we're going to step aside at 5:30 tonight. And then for about 45 minutes, we're going to be on the FMs only, and then we will completely exit the building a la Elvis for high school basketball. Now, here's what we're going to promise you. I say we're going to promise you. I take full responsibility for everything that happens on this show. So when I inevitably break this promise, as I do, roughly 78% of the times when I say we're going to give away something in a specific window and then don't, it's my fault, no one else's. We've got tickets to WWE's Road to WrestleMania. It's coming to the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids this Sunday night at 5 o'clock. And as I said yesterday on the program, it's going to be perhaps the best card WWE has ever sent to Cedar Rapids. And you can go on us. All you got to do is be listening for your chance to win. And since we're going to step aside on 1600 a.m. tonight at 5:30, I'm going to give the tickets away before we lose one of our three frequencies. So hold me to that, Kyle, before 5:30 tonight. I don't care if you got to kick the door in and put me in a headlock at about 5:18 to
whose
remind me.
Whose move is that?
Whose move is
that's
that?
That's a lot of their moves.
Yeah, a headlock is just that's a general wrestling move. On the amateur level, I think that's probably outlawed. I think it's, but in the WWE, yeah.
When I took over as the co-host of this show, there were a lot of people asking about my WWE knowledge, and the fact that I know nothing about professional wrestling was music to some people's ears and very disappointing to others. But I do want to go to one of those events, and maybe this would be a great opportunity to do so. Never been.
We have a great program lined up for you today. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com is back in New York City. It seems like we were just there for the Pinstripe Bowl in December, but Tom is back covering the Big Ten tournament. And again, Iowa and Illinois tomorrow. We'll touch base with him tonight at 5 o'clock. And Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He's in Fort Myers, Florida, where the Minnesota Twins are conducting their spring training camp. He's going to hop on with us tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll talk a little Twins baseball. There are some other interesting stories in the baseball world today we'll get to coming up at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of baseball, they are underway at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City right now. Can you believe it? It is February 27th, and the Iowa baseball team not only playing a home game, they could get away with that now that they've got the turf there at Duane Banks Field instead of the actual grass. Not only are they playing on February 27th, but it's easily, hands down, the single most beautiful day of the year. Now, I know it's February 27th. We haven't had a whole lot of days yet in 2018. But you want to talk about dodging the bullet. They're playing Cornell, right? Today?
Yes. Do they consult with like a psychic before scheduling their first game at home?
I don't know, man.
Because 2 weeks ago, all of us, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, yourself, Todd, and me, we were kind of joking. Well, February 27th, our first home game, we'll see about that.
They've been snowed out in mid-March. I've sat in the stands in April, freezing my rear end off. And today, February 27th, they're playing baseball under sunny skies, and it's back. Baseball's back for the Hawkeyes. Rick Heller and his crew in action. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Kyle on the other side of the glass is going to give you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update coming up at the bottom of the hour. While we're talking about baseball, Cedar Rapids Colonels opening day, April 7th. You can put it on your calendars now. It's a Saturday this year. Colonels announced today that they are extending the protective netting at Veterans Memorial Stadium beyond both dugouts. That's going to protect about six more sections of seating at the stadium. This is not necessarily mandated by Minor League Baseball, but Major League Baseball is taking a ton of steps and improving and expanding the netting at their ballparks. Lots of minor league teams are doing it on their own before it gets mandated, and the Colonels are one of those teams. So if you're going to Veterans Memorial Stadium this year, one of the different things that you'll see is a little bit more netting. So got some more thoughts on that. We'll share coming up later on in the program today. And it is National Retro Day. We're going to talk retro things in sports, including retro logos in the 5 o'clock hour. Everybody loves to talk about nostalgia.
This
old
has
things.
To be your favorite day of the year, Todd, because I don't know very many people at all who have as much of a feel for the history and things of the past than you.
Well, I found out just moments before going on the air that neither you nor Kyle knew that the Big Ten didn't always have a tournament, a postseason tournament. And so now I'm feeling retro. I'm feeling old. So maybe there's something to this retro day. I love history, and I think I'm like a lot of people. There are certain things that you think back on from when you were younger, and there's a reason nostalgia is big business, because people like to feel comfortable. And what makes you feel more comfortable than some of the things that you had when you were a kid? So nostalgia is big business. I'm wearing a Cubs pullover that has the Cubby Bear logo on it, the one that the Cubs used in the mid-80s when I was a kid. I paid entirely too much for this, but that logo, which the Cubs are sort of easing back into existence, that logo is my kryptonite. And it used to be not that bad because it was hard to find it. So I'd see something that had that logo on it, and I would be like, oh, I got to have it. Now that they're bringing it back, I'm like, oh, give me this, give me that, give me that. It's half my closet. And every team, you know, I asked people earlier today on Twitter, and one of the first examples was the pre-Tiger Hawk Herky, which, great logo, especially for that era. Iowa State had a couple great logos before they had the bad. I wasn't a big fan of the Cardinal and the Tornado, the Cyclone that they used in the Dan McCarney era. I'm sort of glad that they got rid of that one. But prior to that, I thought they had some good logos. Nostalgia, though. I mean, there are companies that do nothing but make old ball caps and t-shirts. Ebbets Field Flannels is one of those companies. As a matter of fact, they just they released their 10 new hats for 2018, and one of them is, and I don't know why they chose this particular hat, because it's not necessarily unique, but you can buy a Cedar Rapids Reds hat from Ebbets Field Flannel for the princely sum of $39.
I'm sure people do, even though they have no tie to Cedar Rapids.
I have an original Cedar Rapids Reds hat, and I think I paid maybe $10 for it. Actually, I think I paid less than that because I got it at a charity auction. So I paid much less than that. Because who wants a Cedar Rapids Reds hat, right? Except for me. I got a ton. I got more hats than I know what to do with at home. But again, it goes back to what I was saying about people like nostalgia. They like anything comes along. We talked about this before. You go and you see they've started repackaging cereal, oftentimes in the boxes that you saw in the 70s and 80s. Why? Because people who were kids in the 70s and 80s are adults in 2018, adults with money. And you see that and you go, oh man, that looks just like it did when I was a kid. And you'll spend money on it. Speaking of things that are retro.
I was going to say, I also didn't know that they're repackaging cereal.
Well, not like 40-year-old cereal. I mean, it's fresh cereal.
Fresh cereal, old box.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Lucky Charms comes to mind. It was one that I saw. So the box kind of looks old. Lucky Charms, by the way, not to go retro to current, but they're adding a new marshmallow to Lucky Charms. I don't know if you saw this or not.
I did not see this.
Unicorn. Mm-hmm. Which means I've got a niece. She's into nothing but unicorns. Loves unicorns. She's probably going to buy Lucky Charms by the box now.
Does she know that there's no such thing as a unicorn? That it's a mythical creature?
Well, she had a unicorn at her third birthday party.
Oh.
Now, some people would look at the unicorn and say it was just a donkey with a paper horn on its head. But to her...
No, it was a unicorn.
It was a unicorn. A really smelly, nasty unicorn that may or may not have left something behind after it was unloaded off the trailer. But, hey, you ask her best birthday she ever had, I think she's probably going to point to the one with the unicorn. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker text line. You can check Hertine and Stocker out on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. And we appreciate them sponsoring the text line. It was busy yesterday talking Hawkeye basketball. Iowa, as we mentioned, has safely made it to New York City. And we will see where the Hawkeyes go from here. They have one game left, guaranteed. That's tomorrow against the Fighting Illini. We mentioned yesterday it's not necessarily the greatest matchup for the Hawkeyes in New York City. As a matter of fact, it may have benefited them to lose to Northwestern on Sunday night, which sort of tells you everything you need to know about Iowa's basketball season. Even when they win, it isn't a good thing for them. They lose when they're supposed to win, and then maybe when a loss would have put them onto a more favorable path. Again, you're talking 5 wins in 5 days, which is unheard of, but they're on the top portion of the bracket. They'd have to go through the number one seed. Now, the question is Michigan State vulnerable? And I do think that the Spartans are somewhat vulnerable. How many times in the history of the Big Ten tournament, I'm asking this question of somebody who prior to today did not know that the Big Ten tournament didn't always exist, but Kyle, how many times in the history of the Big Ten tournament has the number one seed won the tournament? I don't have that in front of me. I don't have the option to look it up. It's not at my fingertips right now, but I would be interested because I have a feeling the answer is far less than you would expect.
I think that the most dangerous teams going into this tournament are going to be the ones that are really hungry to push their stock forward, whether they're a bubble team or they're trying to improve their seeding. I don't know how much the seeding of Michigan State and Purdue can really improve at this point, but Michigan can really help themselves out. And then the two teams that I'm keeping an eye on are Penn State and Nebraska, because both of those teams are right squarely on the bubble, and I think that both of those teams, if the season ended today, would be on the outside looking in for the NCAA tournament because they haven't racked up enough quality wins, and they've had some bad losses along the way. So I think that one of those teams are probably the dark horse to win this tournament in a field that is just, it's been a down year. in the Big Ten as far as basketball is concerned, and there's just not a whole heck of a lot of intrigue going into this tournament at Madison Square Garden.
I love it when math is easy for me because I struggled at math when I was in high school and college. But the Big Ten tournament started in 1998. So my 20th high school reunion is coming up this summer. So I can do the math in my head. I know that it's been 20 years now since the Big Ten tournament has been in existence. 1998, the first winner, by the way, not technically the winner, but Michigan won in 1998. They had to vacate that, as some people will recall. Kyle informs me that over the course of 20 years, only 8 times has the number one seed won the tournament. The lowest seed to win the tournament, this doesn't exactly inspire hope for Hawkeye fans, but it happened last year. Do you remember who won the tournament last year in Washington, D.C.?
Was it Michigan?
Yes, they almost didn't make it Washington, D.C. They had the plane crash where it skidded off of the runway. They played the first game in their practice uniforms. You folks remember that?
I remember. They were the seventh seed?
They were the 8th seed. Wound up beating Wisconsin. Derek Walton, the MVP. Prior to last year, Iowa was the answer to that trivia question. The Hawkeyes in 2001 won the tournament as the number 6 seed. Reggie Evans was the MVP that year. That is notable for a number of reasons. One of my favorite events that I've ever covered was that Big Ten tournament at the United Center in Chicago, because Steve Alford had a great team that year. It was a lot of great personalities. It was a fun team. Reggie Evans, chief among them. And you had, over the course of that tournament, again, Iowa, the 6th seed, winning and winning and winning. And by the time you got to Saturday, it was just an influx of black and gold in Chicago. People were getting in their cars. Iowa won on Friday. I can't remember who they beat. And Saturday, they're driving to Chicago. You want to be there to see whether the Hawkeyes can get to the championship game. And then Sunday, it was just black and gold pretty much everywhere. And notable for a number of reasons, primarily because many of the Iowa media members who were there covering the tournament had not packed for 4 days. And so by the time you got to Sunday, you saw a couple people, how should we say this, recycling clothing that they had worn earlier in the tournament. And the media traditionally in the past has been given gifts. That year was a polo shirt, a golf shirt. And I think by Sunday, about 3 of us were wearing it because we hadn't packed enough clothes.
So you thought that this was going to last a day or two? You thought they were going to be having an early exit from the Big Ten tournament that year?
Well, you know, they'd win one or two, and get bounced. And there they were, playing on Sunday, the championship, beating Indiana. 319-366-1600. That is the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Again, Tom Kakerd from HawkeyeReport.com jumping on with us at 5 o'clock tonight. Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, chats with us at 6 o'clock. We'll check in on the Minnesota Twins. It is inside 40 days, by the way, before the Colonels throw out the first pitch at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 424, we'll step aside. Kyle will let you know how the Hawkeyes are doing at Duane Banks Field today. Season opener, home opener, I should say, as they're taking on Cornell. Back with more after this.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
I got some, and speaking of retro things, makes me think back to some fun times in the past, but I got some bad news about an hour ago before we hopped on the air here. One of my favorite places, you know me, I like to eat, and one of my favorite places to eat in the entire United States, Don and Charlie's in Scottsdale, Arizona, they announced today that they are closing after spring training in 2019. The building is going to be torn down. It's going to be turned into a hotel, I believe. If you are headed to Arizona for spring training, and I know we've got a lot of baseball fans here in Eastern Iowa who love to go down even for just a couple days and then fly back north. But if you're going to Arizona for spring training, Don and Charlie's is a must stop if you're a baseball fan. They have so much memorabilia there on the wall. It is an absolutely awesome place. Great food, steaks, ribs. It's run by the Carson family. Carsons are really well known in Chicago. They've got a couple places there. Heartbroken. Absolutely heartbroken that this place. Every time I'm in the Phoenix area, I go out of my way to eat at Don and Charlie's. And closed. Closing, I should say. It is, I mean, you go this time of year, spring training, you can't get a table. The wait is an hour, hour and a half. Good stuff.
They're owned by the same people as the Carson's restaurant in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
Don Carson.
I'm a big fan of Carson's.
Oh, you are? You're familiar with the Chicago steakhouse.
Yeah, we've been there for Big Ten Media Day the last 2 years.
That's right. The last time that I ate there, you were with me. How could I possibly forget that? Well,
probably the last two times.
As I was going to say, it may or may not have had something to do with the drinks that we were consuming at said dinner.
Probably.
Kyle is with us. As we mentioned, the Hawkeyes taking on Cornell at Duane Banks Field today, their home opener. He'll have an update on that and more. It's your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Rick Heller and his 5-1 Hawkeye baseball team are playing their home opener today at Duane Banks Field against Cornell College. They started around the same time as we did, with freshman Trenton Wallace making the start. And right now, the Hawkeyes lead 4-0 in the bottom of the first, and most of that came on a two-run double by Tyler Cropley. Lost in the busy news day yesterday was that the Iowa basketball team will be one of the headliners at the 2K Classic, benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project at Madison Square Garden in November, along with Syracuse, Oregon, and UConn. Also participating are Eastern Washington, Green Bay, Morehead State, and UMKC. The Colonels announced today that with fan safety in mind, they'll be extending the netting behind the plate at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Where the netting previously extended to each dugout, it will now extend essentially to the end of each dugout. We're going to be on the North and South Gym FM frequencies only beginning at 5:30, because we've got Iowa State hosting Oklahoma State on senior night on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. It'll be the final game at Hilton Coliseum for Donovan Jackson, Jeff Beverly, and Princeton transfer Hans Braze. All will be in the starting lineup for tip-off at 6 o'clock. And then we're going to be off the air altogether beginning at 6:25, because the big week for high school basketball continues. First, we're going to have Iowa commit Joe Wieskamp and Muscatine taking on Linmar in a sub-state final from the U.S. Cellular Center, followed by Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Iowa City West. And you can hear both those games on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
How quickly things change. All it takes is putting Kyle in front of a live microphone for the score at Duane Banks Field to change. The Hawkeyes are now up 7-0 as they have batted around in the inning, so a little bit of a talent gap between the Hawkeyes and Cornell, but that's what you usually get early on in the season. Again, it's just amazing that they're playing baseball not only on February 27th, but in weather as beautiful as this. And, oh, by the way,
they needed to go to the roulette tables or something.
This is Iowa, so in about 48 hours, I think it's going to be back down into the 30s, correct? Tomorrow is supposed to be nice, and then I think Thursday we're back to February, March weather.
I'm just going to act like I didn't hear this.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is unfortunately true. Now, what also is true, we found out today, we live in the best state in the country.
Mm-mm-mm.
Iowa is number one.
Who is this according to again?
Was it U.S. News and World Report?
U.S. News and World Report. I wonder what their categories as far as judging are.
Sports talk radio.
Well, I think that's clearly
large frying pans.
A huge part of it.
Clearly,
yes.
On there. So
massive strawberries. Strawberry Point really put Iowa over the top.
Strawberry Point's where I fell off that cliff.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out during the break.
Speaking of retro things today, how appropriate. Tim Lincecum is back. Remember Tim Lincecum, San Francisco Giants pitcher? He is attempting a comeback with the Texas Rangers. Rangers have signed him.
Now, this is fastball over 85 miles an hour.
It's a great question. Jake Arrieta, a guy who hasn't been retired, still out there. But the Rangers, we're investing in Tim Lincecum. We'll take a cheap lottery ticket opposed to a high profile free agent.
Did you see I think it was CBS Sports put out a post of the all free agent team? The lineup you could put together with the free agents available?
It would beat the Marlins. That team beat the Marlins in a 7-game sort of World Series. Hands down, it may have swept them. Marlins, by the way, are one of the four teams we're going to be chatting about coming up in just a few minutes, because the players' union is not happy with a couple teams in Major League Baseball, and they've filed a grievance against four teams, including the Marlins. Yeah, Jeets. Back with more after this.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Is there a worse word used frequently in sports than tanking? Don't answer that. I'm sure there is. But tanking is just so ugly. We're going to tank, or they're tanking, literally, hoping for losses over wins. At least that's at the management level. The word has come up plenty as the NBA season begins its wind down. And Mavericks owner Mark Cuban even got fined $600 for confessing on Julius Irving's podcast that Dallas was tanking. Now, I'm with Dirk. Nowitzki said yesterday after the Mavs won a game that he doesn't like tanking, that it sets a dangerous precedent and example for the young guys. And he's right. How can losing ever be better than winning? And by the way, what about the fans? Even though the Sixers have made themselves a future from a past full of tanking, I'll stick with Dallas for this math. The middle-of-the-road season ticket for the Mavs goes for about $3,000. Let's say you buy two, because very few people actually buy one. For every game you go to where the Mavs are tanking, not playing the players that give them the best shot, etc., they're wasting 150 of your hard-earned dollars. You cool with that? In 60 seconds, perspective.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Tell me how this would not impact you forever. A young man killed in the horrific South Florida school shooting has been buried wearing your basketball jersey. Joaquin Oliver was the young man who died in this case, and his parents told Univision Sunday that Joaquin was buried in his Dwayne Wade jersey. Oliver was thrilled that Wade was returning to Miami, and Wade's reunion with the Heat came about a week before the deadly shooting. Oliver thought so much of Wade that Oliver's parents thought Wade's jersey should be what he wore. How would you feel if you were Wade? If athletes don't think they're role models, even when they may not want to be, they couldn't be more wrong. Wade, by the way, did say he became emotional when hearing the news. I would hope so. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Napa Know-How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its superior durability, capacity, and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Welcome back in to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Remember, your chance to take home tickets to see WWE's Road to WrestleMania. Well, as a matter of fact, your chance to win those tickets is coming up sooner than you think. Road to WrestleMania hits the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids Sunday night, 5 o'clock show. Tickets available right now. All you need to do, check out Ticketmaster.com or get them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. We've got a pair. We've got pairs to give away all week. You're going to pick them up at the Cell Center on Sunday night on your way into the show. I believe that's the way that we're doing things. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com will be with us to kick off hour number two. It is an abbreviated show tonight. Twice abbreviated, because if you listen to us on 1600 AM, the show must go on, but we also have Iowa State basketball, the Cyclones, at home tonight for senior night at Hilton Coliseum. They're taking on Oklahoma State. We'll join the pregame at 5:30. So if you listen to us on 1600 AM, you can catch the final 45, 50 minutes of the show on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. We're with you until about 6:20 tonight, and then we'll step aside for high school basketball. Couple 4A boys sub-state finals. Joe Wieskamp and Muscatine coming to the KGYM airwaves. You can hear the future Hawkeye tonight. And then Iowa City West on the back end of our doubleheader with another future Hawkeye. He's 2 years away. Patrick McCaffrey, the middle son of Fran and Margaret McCaffrey. So for Hawkeye basketball fans out there, it hasn't been a great season, but if you want to start thinking about the future, you can listen to KGYM tonight, and if you want to live in the past, well, we're going to talk retro things coming up in hour number two. It is National Retro Day. As we mentioned, lots more to get to. I want to talk, by the way, I've got the rankings in front of me. We referenced this at the beginning of the show for people who may not know. Iowa was ranked by U.S. News and World Report as the number one state to live in, which is pretty impressive when you stop and think about it. Iowa ranked number one overall. Some of the categories.
I found them.
Top 10, virtually across the board. Number one in infrastructure. Tell that to anybody that's hit some of the potholes here. When this is a bad time of year pothole-wise, because mainly snow plows, they do their damage, and then in the spring we spend fixing the potholes. Number one in infrastructure, number three in healthcare, number four in opportunity. I have no idea what opportunity means. Probably something related to work would be my guess. Number five in education, and number nine in overall quality of life. What's not taken into account in the rankings? Performance of the state's men's basketball teams. Otherwise,
that's
I think, you know what? But here, if there's anything that Iowans love, and I was chatting with us about Brent Bloom, our pal from Cyclone Fanatic on Twitter earlier
chain
today.
Restaurants?
Well, that, you know what? It's Olive Garden, probably put us over the top, would be my guess. If there's anything that Iowans love, and I said this to Brent earlier today, it's being humble. We're a very humble group of people. And then the next thing that we love is telling anybody within earshot how humble we are. Oh, only in Iowa do we, only in Iowa would a tradition like the Wave take place at Kinnick Stadium. Selfless, organic, honoring the kids, and then we tell everybody how humble we are about the Wave, which is a great tradition, and it's awesome. And as somebody who has spent my fair share of time in a children's hospital, although it pales in comparison to the stories that of many of the people that we've heard over the last couple months, it is awesome. But We're a humble group of people until we get an opportunity to talk about how great we are, and then it comes out. The best part about the rankings, though, and this is a sports show, sports rankings, right? We could talk about this. It's who Iowa beat.
Who's number two?
Number two on the list.
Minnesota.
Those stuck-up Minnesotans. Always looking down on Iowa, the Gophers, who hates Iowa, we hate Iowa, those people, and their lutefisk, and their ice fishing, and their 10,000 lakes.
Walleye fishing or something like that?
Yeah. You're number two, Minnesota. We're number one. The rest of the top five for people who may or may not lose sleep over this tonight.
I will lose sleep over this if you don't tell me.
Utah, number three. North Dakota, number four. So they have.
Now that is a surprise.
They've got bragging rights on South Dakota for another year.
That's just a real
nice
surprise.
And number five, Live Free or Die, New Hampshire. Right? Is that Live Free or Die? New Hampshire's the Granite State. I know that. Maybe I'm getting my state mottos confused. What was Iowa's? Iowa education number five. And here's someone who can't remember what the state motto is. Iowa's used to be Fields of Opportunity. I don't know what it is.
Infrastructure number one.
So we're number one. We're number one.
So can we get that 380-80 interchange fixed, please?
Well, I mean,
baby steps. Okay.
Baby steps. I want to talk a little baseball here. We're going to chat Twins baseball with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune in the abbreviated third and final hour of the program today. But I found this to be fascinating. Major League Baseball, the Players Union, has filed a grievance against four teams, accusing them of failing to spend their revenue-sharing money appropriately. If you don't know this, and this blows my mind, baseball basically props up some of its teams. All of its teams get revenue-sharing money. And why that blows my mind is because even teams that aren't in major markets they make millions and millions of dollars a year. They're owned by millionaires, right? So
correct.
Why do they need handouts? But they get them from Major League Baseball, and they're supposed to take that money and put it back into the product on the field. It's supposed to not only go back to the players in part, but it's supposed to be a safety net for the fans, ensuring that the owners can't take that giant fat check and put it in their back pocket.
Let me guess, were the Marlins implicated in this?
The Marlins are one of the four teams.
Were the Tampa Bay Rays implicated in
the
this?
The Rays are one of the four teams. The other two may be a little bit of a stretch, but they're small market teams. The Pirates.
That is also not surprising at all.
And the A's.
And, I mean...
they're supposed...
If you had to guess, I'm pretty sure I could have gotten all four of those within... five or six guesses.
So here's my question. As I'm looking at this and I'm reading the story, and I completely understand where the players' union is coming from, and I actually do agree with them that if you're going to get this money, that it's just the players' union is using this as sort of the first strike in what I believe to be an oncoming war with baseball over these free agents who are remaining unsigned this offseason. Do teams have an obligation to put a or try to put a winning product on the field for their fans? 319-366-1600. Because as you look at these four teams, the Marlins, the Athletics, the Pirates, and the Rays, you cannot with a straight face say that any of those four teams, their front offices, are trying to put a winning team on the field for those fans. Yet they're going to soak people for parking. They're going to soak people for tickets. They're going to soak people for concessions. All season long, they will gladly take their money and give them an inferior product. And people, you know what? It's a free market. If they want to consume that, that's fine. But part of this here is that the teams are supposed to be putting that money back into the product. They're not supposed to use that money on things like paying down stadiums and things that would benefit the ownership groups.
Well, I think that the troubling part for a lot of people is to see something like what went down with Jeffrey Loria and the Miami Marlins, where he buys the team and he sells the team for $1 billion more than he bought the team for. And during that time, I guess kind of deked out the fans a couple of times by splurging at the beginning of a season. I can't remember what season it was, where he brought in guys like Mark Burley, brought in Ozzie Guillen, and then tore it down mid-season. But he made $1 billion off of that team and put none of it back into the team other than to build a new stadium that was mostly paid for by the city. So I think that's where people get annoyed. This is supposed to be for the fans, and it's a little troubling seeing a guy take over a team, run it into the ground, and then make $1 billion off of it.
Brandon in Cedar Rapids is going to talk about this very subject, but before we get to him, I don't like to hopscotch around, but it is one of the things that our next caller wants to, and I want to hear from him because he went dark. He went silent on us after his country, his native country, was humiliated in curling and women's hockey by the United States. It's sunny in Iowa City, joining us for the first time post Canadian humiliation in Pyeongchang. Sonny, how you doing?
Worst intro ever.
Well, hey, we try.
I know. Good. It was good on you. It was, okay, so the weird thing about that whole Olympics was that Canada actually did remarkably well across the board. I think we may have had more medals. I'm not sure, but it seemed like a highly successful Olympics. The hockey thing was total garbage. I did not realize how much I would miss the professional players. I missed
them. It was
them
awful.
1,000%.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was kind of unwatchable, right? Like,
yes.
Versus the exact opposite, which was the Vancouver Games, where that was appointment television. I mean, there was not a bar in Iowa, a place that doesn't really have hockey, that was not watching the U.S. and Canada fight it out. The women's hockey thing was That was tough. I was a little disappointed more than anything on the Canadian women's reaction. They were kind of unsportsmanlike, which is very un-Canadian.
No, I like that. No one wants to win silver. I liked the reaction.
Well, Canadians may differ a little
okay.
bit on that.
They're up in arms about it. Okay, that's fine.
Well, they're politely up in arms. I mean, they're not fighting. The curling thing was rough, and that is actually a huge controversy in Canada, was the lack of presence from the female curling team. The women's curling was brutally bad, and Canadians were not happy about that. They were probably less happy about that than anything else that happened in the Olympics. So there's your, I guess, Canadian insight update on that. Iowa, our liberties we prize, our rights we maintain, says right on the flag there. You got to up your game on that. And then baseball, I mean, like, how many years of evidence do we have that the Pirates are taking money and operating their team like a business as opposed to putting a quality product on the field? Like, this would be the easiest setup ever for whatever case that they're going to have, because that is so undeniably the case.
Appreciate hearing from you, Sonny, especially coming on the heels of your country's humiliation in the Olympics. Jeez. We didn't know whether we would hear
it's
from
cold.
Him ever again, but...
They did have a better medal count.
Okay,
than the,
I was going to say, if
US.
Only we had an Olympic expert that we could ask for analysis.
I think they were third in the medal count.
Okay.
They were, like you said, they had a good Olympics, except in the sports that mattered to them.
Yeah, except in the sports that matter.
Hockey and curling.
319-366-1600, by the way, the number you're going to want to call here shortly for WWE tickets. But before then, Brandon in Cedar Rapids wants to talk a little baseball. Brandon, what's up?
I'll tell you what, even though we're talking about two different things, it's always an uphill battle following Sonny.
Yeah.
But talking about baseball, you know, kind of, you know, going back to the four teams that are getting kind of penalized by the Players Association, I'm an A's fan, and I hate watching those games nowadays. The product that they put on the field is just straight garbage. I have family that still live in the Oakland area, and they don't buy season tickets anymore. And from what I've understand is each year the A's are selling less and less season tickets, and so the only way they're filling seats is by discounted ticket prices on the actual game day. So it's just, I think that by an organization, they do have an obligation to their fans, and even more importantly to their season ticket holders, to put a successful product on the field, at least a competitive one.
Appreciate the phone call, Brandon, and it'll be interesting to see where this goes. So the Players Union here, again, this is a small battle that they are picking, which I think is going to be part of a much larger war. And this is all stemming from the fact that this offseason, the free agents went unsigned, and you're starting to see guys sign deals. J.D. Martinez took, what, $100 million less than what people were expecting him to get from the Red Sox. The owners are trying to take back some of their leverage here, and it's not sitting well with the players. And it's been a long time, 1994, 1995, since we've had labor strife in the game of baseball. And I have a very bad, bad, bad feeling about this. But the Pirates were extremely vocal today. They put out a statement, oh, this is, no, and they had facts about how much they had raised their payroll. Well, yeah, but they traded Gerrit Cole and Andrew McCutchen this offseason, and they haven't spent any money to replace those guys. So that's part of the argument here.
It is, and I think that the Brandon's call is interesting, especially with the Athletics and the Rays. What incentive do they give their fans at all to buy tickets?
Well, you know, you could get a bobblehead or something if you're one of the first.
You have to pay
people.
Major League Baseball prices to go to those horrible, horrible ballparks, and pay $10 for a beer,
yeah, at least
and
in Pittsburgh,
$30 for a parking spot, why would you go?
At least in Pittsburgh, it's a beautiful ballpark.
Exactly.
Can't say the same thing about the other three.
Miami, at least it's new and somewhat up to date. The other two, what incentive? If you are in those areas, in the Bay Area, you could go over to San Francisco. In Tampa Bay, you have so many other things to do. Why would you go watch a baseball game? And that's where I think that it's troubling for the fans.
Plus, and this is true for virtually anybody, if you don't put a winning product on the field, you can get dirt cheap tickets on the secondary market. You know, that was the case for the Cubs prior to 2015, when they weren't very good and they weren't very interesting. You could go get cheap tickets, great seats, very cheap. And there's no incentive to buy season tickets, which, I mean, it's 2018. Season tickets are sort of a remnant of the past anyway. We're going to keep things here? Do we need to get caught up?
We can keep things here.
Do you think Sonny took that in stride, or do you think he's personally insulted and we'll never hear from him again?
I don't think he's personally insulted.
I worry
about
Sonny. I worry about that.
I think he has thicker skin than that.
There's one thing I know about the Canadians. They can take a punch, and they can sort of roll with the flow. 319-366-1600. Sonny, don't abandon us. Don't leave us the way that your nation's women's curling team abandoned all of you, you guys. I was talking more about the men, the U.S. men winning a gold medal in curling.
Beating Canada.
Canada is losing sleep over the performance of its women's curling team. Never would have happened on Cheryl What's-Her-Name's watch. That's all I'm going to say. UNASH knows who I'm talking about. Kyle's in the studio. Cheryl, he'll know. Time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Rick Heller and his 5-1 Hawkeye baseball team are playing their home opener today at Duane Banks Field against Cornell College. They started around the same time as our show did, with freshman Trenton Wallace making the start, and right now they're in the top of the second. They still lead 7-0, and it's 2 RBIs each for Tyler Cropley and Justin Jenkins. Lost in the busy news day yesterday was that the Iowa basketball team will be one of the headliners at the 2K Classic, benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project at Madison Square Garden in November, along with Syracuse, Oregon, and UConn. Also participating are Eastern Washington, Green Bay, Morehead State, and UNKC. The Colonels announced today that with fan safety in mind, they'll be extending the netting behind the plate at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Where the netting previously extended to each dugout, it will now essentially extend to the end of each dugout. We're going to be on the North and South Gym FM frequencies only beginning at 5:30, because we've got Iowa State hosting Oklahoma State on senior night on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. It's going to be the final game at Hilton Coliseum for Donovan Jackson, Jeff Beverly, and Princeton transfer Hans Braes. All of them are going to be in the starting lineup for tip-off at 6 o'clock. And we're going to be off the air altogether beginning at 6:25, because the big week for high school basketball continues. First, we'll have Iowa commit Joe Wieskamp and Muscatine taking on Linmar in a sub-state final from the U.S. Cellular Center, followed by Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Iowa City West. And you can hear both of those on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
7854 on the text line says, weren't the Pirates in the playoffs like 3 years ago and 3 years in a row? And didn't Jeffrey Loria's Marlins team win 2 World Series? The Pirates have been successful recently, but they're tearing down now. And Loria did not own the Marlins in 97 when they won their first World Series title. And this is for National Retro Day. Can you get more retro than Wayne Huizenga, who had his money, made his money off of Blockbuster Video? Wayne Huizenga owned them in 1997, and then Loria bought the team in 02. They win it in 03. Cubs fans remember that season, right? The Marlins and the Cubs and Steve Bartman. So they won it on Loria's first year on the watch, and then he subsequently had a fire sale and sold off all of the decent players on the team. So there's your Jeffrey Loria minute. He's not a good dude. They're happy that he no longer runs the team. Derek Jeter sort of doing some Jeffrey Loria-esque moves. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 right now. You're going to take home tickets to WWE's Road to WrestleMania at the U.S. Cellular Center this Sunday night. You can pick the tickets up there at the Cell Center on Sunday. Great card. Lots of recognizable names, including Charlotte Flair. 366-1600. Caller number 6. Those tickets are yours. Tom Cakerd from HawkeyeReport.com will join us next.
For a limited time, Wendy's Quarter Pound Double Stack is just $1. That's right, a tasty two-story tower of melty cheese made with fresh, never-frozen beef for just a buck. And since Wendy's Double Stack has a whole quarter pound of beef, it's the best double cheeseburger you can get for just $1. But a deal this big doesn't come around every day. So get a quarter pound double stack at Wendy's, because it won't be a dollar forever.
Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones plans to appeal the NFL's demand of reimbursement for legal fees. ESPN's Don Van Natta.
Goodell is going to have to use his diplomatic skills and try to calm down some of the owners. And I believe Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft, the Patriots owners, Patriots owner, is the one who's really pushing this. And Goodell's going to have to just try to find a way with some diplomacy to get everybody to sit down and calm down and come up with some kind of settlement.
Don Van Natta on Outside the Lines. The league is asking Jones to cover more than $2 million in legal fees. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports USC quarterback Sam Darnold will not throw at the NFL Combine. He could be the first pick in the upcoming draft. Thunder forward Paul George apparently agrees with LeBron James. George says he and other Thunder players, especially Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony, who constantly drive the ball and attack the rim, don't get the benefit of foul calls from the officials.
Men auditioning for scouts in questionable clothing choices. The NFL Combine is here. The Underwear Olympics. We take you there when Lewis Riddick joins us. Plus, I predict the starting quarterback for every NFL team. Wednesday, Golic and Wingo. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Welcome. This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. Did you know that with the Loaner Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary?